Let's welcome the head football coach at Boise State. Brian Harsin joins us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Coach Harsin, it's good talking to you. How are things going?
Oh, things are going great, Jeff. The guys are, coaches are back from recruiting on the road, and we're just getting geared up for our summer to start and the camps and so on.
Hey,
so we're gearing up for a great summer.
Harsin, I remember talking to you approximately at this time last year. And I remember you telling me that the cycle you were on was really working like maybe a month out. And you were just behind the eight ball because you had just been hired and come in. And I wonder what the difference is for you now and how much more you can work ahead a little over a year later.
Yeah, well, I think the one thing, you know, we're getting better at now that we're going – back through this cycle again, you know, just the anticipation. So for coaches, I think some of that anxiety, you know, you can set to the side a little bit of what's going to happen next. We're basically 6 months out. You know, if you went in our staff room, we have kind of a 6 month calendar set up. And so coaches can look, you know, what's going to happen in August, September, October, you know, as the season goes on. And, you know, like this month, this next week, you know, we're gearing up to go to Southern California. And on the 6th, have a camp there with our coaches and then come back and have our youth camp here, the 8th through the 10th, and then have an elite camp the weekend of the 12th and 13th and our team camp. So, you know, coaches know what to prepare for, what's coming. And then also, you know, going through all this last year, all the pitfalls and all the things that we didn't do very well, you know, we've obviously gone back. What do we learn? You know, we're going to make them better this year.
Brian Harsin, our guest on Sports Radio 93.1 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket, your Boise State football play-by-play FM home in the fall. Let's stay with the camp subjects for a second, Coach. This satellite camp issue is being discussed and debated nationally. You mentioned that you're going to be working down at Southern California with your staff. I know there's a lot of other places that you guys are going, so talk about it in terms of what's your satellite camp plan to spread Boise State football out throughout the country or Northwest or wherever else?
Well, you know, the whole satellite camp idea, you know, is it's a good idea because it's easier for us to get to areas than it is for, you know, everybody to get to us. Now, I understand, you know, not every conference does it, so there's obviously issues, you know, with some coaches. But I think it's a good thing. I really do. And it gives us an opportunity to get out, work with other coaches. And that's important. You know, that's important for our development as well. Now, with that being said, you know, I think that's a good thing, you know, if it continues. If it changes and everybody's on the same page, then you're back to what it was. You know, we're trying to bring people on your campus, which ultimately that's what we want to do. We want to have people on our campus. It's just not always feasible to do that. And we try, we still continue that even with these satellite camps. But, you know what, we're looking forward to it. We blitzed Southern California in recruiting. And, you know, I thought our coaches did a very good job. They're very similar to what we did here in Idaho with the Bronco Blitz. We're able to hit 120 schools. In a 3-day span. And so that really helped us, you know, in an area really gather a lot of information.
Back to this satellite camp, when you look at it strategically, for example, would you naturally want to work with Coach Peterson in Washington where sort of you have some relationships? Do you tend to go like you're going down to Southern Cal, it sounds like? Is that because Coach Wilcox is there? How do you decide where to go? And will you go to Texas, for example?
Well, yeah. So, you know, Texas is a great place. We actually, you know, we were in Houston, last year. And, you know, I think it's really the areas, you know, where a majority of your guys come from. You know, California is a big recruiting area for us. Texas is a big recruiting area for us as well. You know, so you want to be in those areas because your coaches are spending quite a amount of time there. Getting to know the high school coaches, getting to know, you know, who these players are that you're going to be recruiting and so on. And so I think it depends. You know, I think moving around is a good thing. At the same time, you know, you do have your areas, and ours is, you know, California, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, That's where we're at. That's where we spend most of our time with our manpower coaches being in those areas recruiting. And that's where it makes sense to us to be in the Southern California to do this.
And so now you're in Los Angeles, you're working. And is this something that is new this year, Coach Harsin, or were you guys participating in this last year? And were you doing anything like this at Texas?
We didn't do anything like this in Texas. And that was a little bit different because not every recruit, but the majority were all, from Texas. They were able to get to Austin. we did a camp in Houston last year and, have not done one in California. So this will be new. But that model we have used. And, we were at Arkansas State. We moved around within the state and did a few different camps. So we have a formula, that we believe, has been effective. And, what a great opportunity for us to get out there and be a part of these camps and get a chance to work with these players.
Last add on this, Coach Harsin, about these satellite camps. There's different rules for the FBS. There's also different rules, is there not, at the FCS and Division II levels, which may allow you to partner with some schools and get back in areas, major metropolitan areas.
Yeah, that's where, you're able to partner with some schools to be able to do this. The rules are different. For us and all the teams, Division I, FBS, we're all abiding by the same rules. 1AA as well. I think there might be a couple different in there, but as you start going down a little bit, things change rule-wise. NAI, there can be contact, and recruiting can go on year-round. We're limited, with our time. And so, in order to get a chance to really, get out there and be on the grass and coach, these are the opportunities that we try to take advantage of in the summer, and that's really the only time we can do that. And with the players as well, school, football seasons, those get in the way of actually getting work done. So the summertime makes a great time to do it.
Boise State head football coach Brian Harsin, our guest here on Sports Radio, The Ticket. If you want more information about Boise State camps, go to BoiseStateFootballCamp.com and get it. We'll continue this conversation. We'll look back at spring ball with you, Coach Harsin. We come back on Sports Radio 93.1 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.